Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily Tech Feed from the labs.
Week 8 of a university entrepreneurship course. A student team has been building software for months. They have features, they have users, they have momentum. Then, one day, they make a simple change and something breaks somewhere else. They make another change, something else breaks, progress stops. The system has become impossible to work with.
Classic technical debt story.
That's what they thought. The code was messy. Yes, hurried implementations. Architectural shortcuts, they blamed the usual suspect. But when their professor dug deeper, she found something different, something more dangerous. No one on the team could explain why certain design decisions had been made. No one could describe how different parts of the system were supposed to fit together. The theory of the system had quietly fragmented.
They didn't know what they built.
They knew what it did. They didn't know why it did it, and they hadn't written any of that down. Two invisible debts piling up in parallel today. We're talking about a paper from Margaret Annan Story at the University of Victoria, published March 2026. Title, From Technical Debt to Cognitive and Intent Debt, Rethinking Software Health in the Age of AI. 9 pages. One figure, a framework that may change how you think about what AI is actually doing to your code base.
What's the argument?
The argument is that generative AI is quietly shifting where the real risk in software development lives. We've spent 30 years building tools and practices to manage technical debt. Bad code, messy architecture, shortcuts that compound. We know how to see it, measure it, fix it. But as AI starts generating code faster than any team can read or understand it, a different kind of debt is accumulating. Two kinds, actually, and we have almost no tools for either one. Chapter 1. The Three Layers. The paper starts with a question most engineers never ask. What actually is a software system? Not the code, the whole thing. Story identifies three distinct layers. First, goals and intent, the requirements, constraints, objectives. What the system is supposed to do as held by stakeholders, captured in specs and tests and documentation. Second, code and structure, the implementation, the source, the architecture, the dependencies, the infrastructure that makes it run. Third, shared understanding. The mental models that developers, architects, product managers hold about how the code works and why it was built that way. What a 1985 paper by Peter Naur called The Theory of the System.
Every developer builds one of those in their head.
They do, but here's the key. No single person needs to understand all of it. What matters is that sufficient shared understanding exists across the team. Enough that the system can be changed safely. Enough that someone can be held accountable for a decision. Enough that a new person can get up to speed.
And technical debt only threatens layer two.
Only layer two. The code layer, technical debt, is visible. It lives in the code base. You can lint it, profile it, measure it, refactor it. The software engineering community has spent decades building an entire toolkit around it, but the health of a software system depends on all three layers staying aligned, and generative AI is excellent at layer two. It is actively hazardous to layers one and three. Chapter 2, Cognitive Debt. Cognitive debt is the erosion of shared mental models when a team no longer has sufficient collective understanding of how their system works and why it accumulates quietly. It doesn't show up in the diff, it doesn't trigger a linter warning, and it's been around long before AI. Developers have always worked with libraries they didn't fully understand. Stack Overflow solutions they copied without comprehending systems built by people who left the company 3 years ago.
But AI accelerates it.
Dramatically. And the mechanism is specific. When a developer writes code from scratch, even bad code, the friction of the process forces them to build a mental model. They have to understand what the code is trying to do just to produce it. When an AI generates that same code, the developer can accept it without building the same understanding, multiply that across a team, multiply it across months, multiply it across every PR that gets merged because the tests pass and the code looks plausible.
You end up with a code base nobody actually understands.
The paper cites a 2026 study on what researchers call cognitive surrender. Not cognitive offloading, that's fine. That's using a linter, a type checker, a spell checker, strategic delegation of discrete tasks to tools. Cognitive surrender is different. It's adopting AI outputs with minimal scrutiny, bypassing both intuition and deliberate reasoning. And the researchers found something particularly troubling about it. Cognitive surrender inflates confidence, even when the AI is wrong. The team feels like they understand the system better than they do. The debt is invisible until it isn't.
Just shut. What does that look like in practice?
Resistance to change. Developers become reluctant to modify code they don't understand, which means the risk of breakages goes up. Unexpected results. You make a change expecting one outcome and get something entirely different. Low bus factor. One person truly understands the system, and everyone is terrified of them leaving. Slow onboarding. New team members can't get up to speed, even with documentation, because the documentation describes what the code does, not why, and the existing team members can't explain the why either, because they've forgotten it, and burnout. The mismatch between AI-assisted production speed and the cognitive work of reviewing what's generated creates stress over time. Chapter 3. Intent Debt. This is the one that received the least attention before this paper. Intent debt is the absence or erosion of explicit rationale, goals, and constraints that guide how a system evolves, where technical debt lives in code and cognitive debt lives in people. Intent debt lives in incomplete or missing artifacts, requirements documents, architectural decision records, implementation plans, acceptance tests, specifications. These are the externalized memory of what a system is supposed to do. When they're absent, incomplete, or out of date, the team has no ground truth to reason from, and neither does the AI.
What happens when the AI has no ground truth?
It fills in the gaps. It accepts underspecified prompts and produces plausible-looking results that may miss the intent entirely. The paper frames this as a compounding problem. Each generation of AI-assisted development carries the debt forward and adds to it. Intent debt causes cognitive debt. When the purpose of the system isn't well articulated, new team members can't form accurate mental models. Cognitive debt causes intent debt. When developers don't understand the system, they can't externalize specifications or record decisions. And cognitive debt causes technical debt. When developers don't understand a system, they make poor implementation decisions. Messy code feeds back into cognitive debt. The three debts are not independent. They amplify each other.
And AI turns up the volume on all three.
For two of them, anyway. For technical debt, AI is genuinely helpful. Automated refactoring, AI-assisted code review, test generation. There's real optimism that AI may eventually manage the code layer substantially on behalf of developers. But for cognitive and intent debt, AI is a risk multiplier if the humans involved don't push back. The feedback loop and friction that traditionally force developers to understand the code and think about their intent are weakened. Organizational expectations for rapid productivity gains without corresponding investment in learning create what the paper calls a paradoxical effect. Developers lack the time to develop the understanding that would actually save them time. Chapter 4. The Diagnostics. The paper gives practical signs to look for. For cognitive debt, resistance to change, unexpected results from modifications, low bus factor, burnout and stress, slow, unpredictable onboarding. For intent debt, behavior drift, where the system does something different from what stakeholders believe it does, and you only find out during customer incidents. AI agents that struggle to make changes, require extensive clarification, or produce solutions that are technically correct but miss the point, and loss of articulated constraints, performance budgets, privacy requirements, accessibility standards, known to a few people and gradually forgotten.
That last one is terrifying for regulated industries.
The paper doesn't say that directly, but yes, healthcare, finance, infrastructure, the constraints that aren't written down are precisely the ones that matter most in an incident. And once the people who held them in their heads have moved on, you may not be able to recover them. Unlike technical debt, intent debt can't always be addressed later. Intent is best captured at the moment decisions are made. Chapter 5. What to do about it. The paper doesn't pretend these are solved problems, but it offers concrete directions for cognitive debt, human code review, valued not just for catching defects, but for spreading understanding across the team. Pair programming, system walkthroughs where developers explain code they didn't write for the purpose of knowledge sharing rather than documentation. Retrospectives and postmortems when things break to collectively rebuild mental models, deliberate onboarding and offboarding processes that surface gaps in shared understanding, and an interesting one, re-implementation to repair cognitive debt. The cost of code generation is low enough now that you can instruct an agent to re-implement a feature using different tests or design elements, which may force the team to build genuine understanding of what the feature is supposed to do.
Use the AI to fix the debt the AI created.
Carefully. The paper is explicit about a trap. There's a temptation to use AI to generate documentation as well as code, to produce explanations of what the system does without the team ever building genuine understanding, that substitutes the appearance of understanding for the real thing. It makes cognitive debt harder to detect. If your documentation was written by the same AI that wrote your code, you haven't reduced debt. You've made it invisible. Chapter 6. Skills rot. There's a dimension of this the paper touches on but doesn't fully expand. A 2024 study by Cosmina and colleagues at MIT, the paper cites it, used EEG to measure what happens to people when they write with LLM assistance versus without it. They measured brain connectivity, perceived ownership. The results were stark. LLM-assisted writers showed significantly weaker brain connectivity during the task. Lower perceived ownership of their own work. They weren't just using a tool, the cognitive engagement was materially different. The process of writing without AI built something in the writer's brain that writing with AI didn't.
You get the output without the growth.
Adam Tornhill, one of the acknowledgement names in this paper, the author of Your Code as a Crime Scene, wrote a piece for Forbes in 2025 titled Skills Rot at Machine Speed. The claim is exactly what the title implies. The skills that developers build through the friction of writing code, understanding architecture, debugging, reasoning about trade-offs, those skills atrophy when AI removes the friction. The paper frames this as a compounding problem at the team level. But Tornhill's framing makes it a career-level problem too. You can have a code base that works perfectly and a team that's collectively less capable of building the next thing than they were a year ago.
And they don't know it.
Because the code is shipping. The velocity metrics look fine. The performance review says you merged 200 PRs last quarter. You don't measure what you learned. You don't measure whether you'd be able to debug that system at 3 in the morning when it fails in a way the AI never anticipated.
There's a version of this where the AI is the only one who knows how it works.
The paper doesn't go quite there, but the implication is present. Each generation of AI-assisted development carries intent and cognitive debt forward and compounds it. If the team that built a system on AI assistance leaves, and the new team asks the AI to explain the codebase, and the AI generates documentation based on the code rather than the intent behind it, you have a system whose entire rationale exists only as a hallucination of what the rationale might have been. You've laundered the debt through an explanation.
And for intent debt?
Intent-first workflows. Capture intent early when using AI to assist or automate development. Architectural decision records, well-written specifications, domain modeling, decision rationales, plans, clear user acceptance criteria. These are the raw material that grounds human understanding and that AI agents will require to do useful work. The paper cites Martin Fowler's recent writing on context engineering, skills, agent instructions, and playbooks as an emerging practice producing artifacts usable by both humans and agents, and it makes a McLuhan reference I haven't seen in a software engineering paper before.
McLuhan!
Marshall McLuhan. The introduction of new tools often revives practices that earlier technologies made less necessary or even obsolete. As generative AI generates more code, practices that capture intent, specifications, tests, domain knowledge, design rationale may become critical again. Things we deprioritize because writing the code was fast enough to be self-documenting. Now they're coming back because the AI can't work without them.
Software engineers spent 20 years arguing that specs slow you down.
And for a certain era of software development, that was a defensible position. Agile was partly a reaction to over-specified, over-documented waterfall projects that never shipped. Move fast, iterate, let the code be the spec that worked when the people writing the code were also the people who had to understand it and maintain it, when the gap between intent and implementation could be closed by asking a colleague or reading the commit history.
AI breaks that assumption.
Because AI has no colleagues and no memory of why the commit was made. The paper cites a 2026 study by Oloa and colleagues at Microsoft Research on product managers delegating work to generative AI. The title of that paper is essentially a quote from one of their interview subjects. Accountability must not be delegated to non-human actors. The argument is that when you give an AI agent a task, someone still has to own the outcome. And owning the outcome requires being able to explain the intent behind it. If you can't articulate what you wanted, and the AI gives you something that passes the tests, you have a system you're accountable for but don't control.
That's the whole thing in one sentence, isn't it?
It might be. The paper includes a sidebar on debates that haven't been resolved. Can AI help make implicit knowledge explicit? Some practitioners say yes, use AI to surface rationale retroactively. Generate documentation from commit history and PR discussions. Others say the value of documentation is the human understanding gained in the process of writing it, that an AI-generated ADR is not an architectural decision record. It's a plausible story about a decision that may have happened differently than described. Is debt as a risk or debt as a strategy? The paper acknowledges that sometimes accumulating cognitive debt is a conscious economic choice. Student teams building prototypes don't need the same shared understanding as teams maintaining critical infrastructure. The problem is knowing where the line is, and AI makes the line harder to see. The synthesis. The paper ends with a reframing of what software developers actually do today. The core developer skill is authoring code. But if current trends continue, the core skill may shift, not to coding. AI handles that, not to reviewing code. AI can do that too. The skill that remains distinctively human is maintaining correct understanding of what the system does, why it does it, and how it can evolve. The team that navigates the AI-assisted development era best will be the one that treats understanding and intent as first-class deliverables, not side effects of writing code, things you invest in explicitly, things you measure.
Technical debt had 30 years to develop its tools. What does the measurement toolkit look like for these two?
The paper doesn't have a full answer. It suggests onboarding time tracking, knowledge concentration metrics, requirements, coverage analysis, regular audits of the gap between documented intent and actual behavior. But it acknowledges these are starting points. The honest conclusion is that we're at the beginning of this problem, not the end. We built excellent tooling for the debt we could see. We're now accumulating debt that lives in people's heads and in missing artifacts. and we're doing it faster than ever before.
And the teams that don't notice are the ones who feel most productive.
That's the trap. Cognitive surrender inflates confidence even when the AI is wrong. The team that ships the fastest and asks the fewest questions is accumulating the most debt. The student team in week 8 felt like they were building well. They were moving fast. Features were shipping. And then the system became impossible to understand, and the semester ended with a broken product nobody knew how to fix.
What's the paper's title again?
From Technical Debt to Cognitive and Intent Debt, Rethinking Software Health in the Age of AI. Margaret Annis Story, University of Victoria, March 2026, 9 pages. Recommended reading for anyone shipping AI-assisted code and wondering what they're not seeing yet.
Dispatches from the Edge.
Dispatches from the Edge.
This podcast is entirely AI-generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find Daily Tech Feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
New world in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.